This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
What's a perk with your work? 780-784-7107. We'll get into that in a bit. I guess one of the perks around here is occasionally we'll get recognized and get free stuff for it.
Yeah.
I was at the golf course yesterday. Your dad asked me if I wanted to be the fourth on his crew that was heading out, because it's kind of tough to find guys that aren't working on weekday afternoons, right? So I often get asked to golf during the week, and then on the weekend, everybody ignores me. So I go, and I'm waiting for him, and I'm in the clubhouse, and the guy says, "Hey, are you Ryder?" And I was like, "Yep." He's like, "You're golfing for free today. Just give us a shout-out."
Awesome. Like, so where's the shout-out?
Sturgeon Valley Golf Course is delicious. Gorgeous course.
Nice.
So your dad pulls what I think is like one of the strongest dad moves I've ever seen, and you would have been so embarrassed. I go out and I tell him what had just happened.
Did you brag? Were you like, "I just got free golf"?
Yeah, for sure I did. Dads appreciate that kind of thing. They love free stuff. And he goes, "Oh, yeah? No." I said, "No, I'm serious." "No, you're not serious." "Yeah, I'm serious." So he's like, "Okay, well, I'm going to go tell him that I'm Lisa's dad and see if they give me free golf." And he walked in there with the confidence of a tiger. And apparently said to the guy, like, "Oh, heard you gave Ryder free golf. I'm Lisa Evans' dad." And the guy just said, "Oh, nice to meet you." And he's like, "Well,
if you know my father, he has the loudest, most booming voice. That is so embarrassing."
And then the guy offered him a discount after it got awkward and said, like, "Hey, I'll give you like Twilight prices."
No.
And he said, "No, I want the same deal that Ryder got."
And so, and I bet he just stood there making direct eye contact, yeah, towering over this guy. My dad is so tall.
That he comes walking out just swag.
He got it?
He got free golf too, yeah. All right, let's talk Bill 8, some changes upcoming.
Okay, so this has not been passed yet. It seems a bit confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the odds of it being passed,
because the conservatives are the majority government and Kenny will convince his people to push this through, the changes are very likely, yeah.
I'm not a fan of this at all. It says there will be no time limit for school principals to grant a student's request to start a Gay Straight Alliance club. And this was introduced in the legislature yesterday. This bugs me so much. Like, I'm angry that I even have to read something like this.
Well, it just feels like we made so many positive strides to protecting vulnerable kids. How are we allowed to just take a huge step back?
This will really make your blood boil. If this is passed, students will no longer be guaranteed permission to use words like gay or queer in any school club names. In Pride Month, mm-hmm, is such a slap in the face.
And it's
going
to be even worse when the conservatives decide to pop up a pride flag and pretend like they're supporting the LGBTQ community. Like, are you? Did you remember hearing that story a couple days ago about the Boston Straight Pride,
yes,
Parade?
And I thought it was a joke. I thought it was from like a satire website like The Onion or Beaverton. No, Boston legit has, right, "We're going to put on a straight pride parade." No.
Okay, so you ready for this? This guy named James Fell sums it up really well, and I wanted to read it to you. It says, "It's official, Boston's going to have a straight pride parade. I'm straight. I like being straight. A big reason why I like being straight is that I've never once experienced bigotry for my sexuality. I didn't have to fight for my right to marry the person of my choosing. I didn't have to concern myself with being beaten or killed because others didn't accept who I wanted to sleep with. I didn't have to stay closeted out of fear or worry about the reaction of my family, friends, or colleagues by coming out. I never got called a slur for being straight. No one told me I'm going to burn in hell for being straight. There aren't any programs where I could be sent to be tortured into no longer being straight. There aren't any countries where you can be put to death simply for being straight. There is nothing I have ever had to fight for or struggle against because I'm straight. And therefore, this isn't any reason to take pride. There isn't any reason to take pride in it. Grateful for the privileges I get? Sure. But pride? I don't see it."
Mm-hmm.
"Why do I see it? What I do see is that this parade is misnamed. It's not a straight pride parade. It should be called a 'I'm a homophobic piece of shit' parade." Boom.
Chris Evans had a status kind of similar to that yesterday as
and
well.
And he shared this guy's post.
He did?
Yeah.
It's scary when you hear about these conversion therapy sessions. I can't even imagine what that would look like. I would hate to be a fly on the wall to see what exactly goes down. And think of the mental issues you'd have after that. Think of how confused you'd be. Why can't I just be who I am? The LGBTQ community is so wonderful. Every person I've ever met is so wonderful. Imagine taking that away from them, taking away their soul. Jasmine, who was on The Bachelorette Canada, says that her father passed away when she was young. He was a closet homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to pretend he wasn't. And he married a woman and had beautiful children and obviously doesn't regret that. But then he turned to addiction and he passed away young.
Right.
And imagine if he could have just been who he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all in all, I think what we should take from this is let's try to keep taking steps forward.
Yes, and we're going to be supportive of that community.
And fight against the people that want to take steps back.
And a big shout out to everyone that shows up for those rallies and shows up to protest. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that.
Your voices are louder when they're together.
It's Throwback Thursday.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
Speaking of Beyonce, she was at the Raptors game courtside last night with her billionaire husband, Jay-Z. What?
First Canadian team to ever be in the NBA Finals.
Okay, but Beyonce was there, so take a back seat, Raptors.
No!
Yes!
They won. They are up 2-1 over the Golden State Warriors.
But Beyonce was there, FYI. She was there.
Also trending this hour, this is fascinating. We got a call a few minutes ago. I didn't realize it was the 75th anniversary of D-Day, where the Allied forces invaded Germany, German-occupied France, and they say it was like the biggest shift in the war for the Allies taking it back.
Well, remember the weather was awful that day too? Like 24,000 troops, U.S., Britain, Canadians. I look at images of this, and there are still veterans that are here right now. So we need
there that day.
They were there that day, and they survived. Imagine doing that. So if you see a veteran today, shake their hand, say thank you.
Well, and I even think, take it one step farther, the sacrifices they made to give us the freedom we have should be enjoyed a little more than getting really angry because somebody cut you off on the road or littering or taking selfies and not liking them and getting cranky about that. Like, let's just give our head a shake and realize how lucky we really are.
And you know the whole term, like, respect your elders? Respect your elders today.
Damn right. We played Ed Sheeran and Chance the Rapper's Cross Me a few minutes ago, and Lisa wanted to assess the lyrics. Here is, like, one of the parts specifically. All right, so what do you think?
Okay, so the lyrics when Ed Sheeran, when he sings, "When you cross her, you cross me."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ed, what are you going to do?
Well, what do you mean?
Hit me in the arm with your ukulele. Like, I listen to those lyrics and I'm like, please, if there's any guy in the world that I could handpick to fight, knowing that I would win,
okay,
it would be Ed Sheeran.
Not because you dislike Ed Sheeran, just
no,
like...
No, it's just like, okay, you can't come at me with, oh, you're going to cross her, you're going to cross me. Okay, Ed, you're going to hit me in the leg with your clarinet? Ooh, I'm so scared. Hopefully you don't poke me with your calluses. What are they called when you have, like, hard fingers?
Callousi.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Politely ask me to leave? With your accent? Like, the kind of lyrics that I just can't take seriously because it's Ed Sheeran singing them.
Right.
I get it when it's Chance the Rapper and he comes in. I'm like, yes, okay.
Or like if...
This makes sense.
If 50 Cent rocked those
or
lyrics,
Eminem,
you'd be like, yeah, that
anyone.
Guy gets shot 9 times and he still doesn't go down.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. It's kind of like if Mason Ramsey was to... Come out with like a diss track.
It's a great laugh when you really think about it.
Yeah.
What's the music video going to be? What's he going to be doing? Like, just playing his ukulele. And if he cross her, then he cross me.
You should switch it. So it's if you cross me, you cross her. And then in the back,
no.
It just shows a girl looking real tough.
It should. The lyric should be, if you cross her, you got to deal with my buddy Chance right here. This guy.
Occupational perks is what we're talking about at 780-784-7107. Occasionally, we'll get free concert tickets around here. That's what I was going to talk about. I know when I was in Small Market, making no money in Bonnyville, I had a restaurant owner that gave me free lunch every day because he loved the show. And it literally, like, changed my financial path while I was there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, even Karen wrote in saying, I've been getting my lunch made for me for 9 years at where I work. And I'm like, where do you work? And she hasn't responded. I need answers to these things. Because another text said, I get free fruit every morning. Where? Where are you working? Booster Juice?
Sean has a pretty good text here he hit us up with. He said, my family and I own a home building company. I finally bought a piece of land this year, and I get to build my dream home at cost. That is a perk.
Honestly. Sandra wrote saying free dental work. Like, yes. But also kind of sucks. You're obligated to floss every day, you know?
I mean, if I got free dental work, I'd probably have some serious bling on my teeth.
Since it is Throwback Thursday and we play all the best throwback songs, I'm curious if anyone ever got the jewel on the tooth when those were cool. I was always so jealous. I wanted one so bad.
I dated a girl who not only had the jewel on the tooth, but wore purple contacts. Cool.
Did she wear skater shoes?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure. At knees, to be specific.
I think she did,
and her font color was on MSN was pink.
Totally.
They're all the same. Ashley wrote saying, we have an on-site gym with trainers. Where are you people working?
Yeah, like, you have to tell us where you work too. Can't just make us jealous. Will hit us up and said, I'm a truck driver and my perk is in the morning I get to listen to you guys.
Yeah, right. Ryder, you totally texted that in pretending your name's Will.
No.
You're right.
I think we should give him actually the award for that, because that's a really nice text.
Okay.
Text of the month. It's the week.
I thought it was month. All right. So what is a perk with your occupation? Maybe your spouse's occupation. Maybe one of your friends has a cool gig that you get to benefit from. Like, I know a lot of flight attendants are texting in saying they get cheap flights for their family and themselves. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
You'll like this one.
Okay.
I manage my family's store, the Bone and Biscuit. In the Meadows location, and we get to pet all the good boys and girls who come in, not to mention our doggo's pet food and treats at cost.
Well, and that is a perk, because there's a lot of people writing in, like Karen, who says she gets to bring her dog to work every day.
Amazing.
And she works at the Youth Empowerment and Support Service. That's the goal.
No, it's not.
Somewhere you can work.
If I brought my dog in, he would piss on the floor and chew important wires.
It'd be amazing.
What do you got for us?
Well, my wife, she's a dispatcher. They work 12 to 14 hours each day, so usually her boss will order the whole office a big amount of food, like Korean barbecue or Swiss Chalet or like a bunch of different stuff, nice fancy food or whatever they want. So usually at the end of the day, my wife comes home with big plates of food, and I get to eat them, and they order like thousands of dollars worth of food, but they only end up eating about half of that.
Wow.
So if I get to take some home, we all get free food for the day or for the week, even really, if you want it.
How disappointed are you on the days when she comes home and you're really hungry and you look and she's got empty hands?
Man, last night they had pizza and I didn't get none.
See? You get your hopes up so much, I bet.
This is so relevant, Ryder, with the Lion King coming out soon and the Women's FIFA World Cup starting tomorrow.
France taking on South Korea to kick it off. I love the Women's World Cup. I've said this before, women's soccer is better than men's soccer.
You have said that, yeah.
Because they actually are like, they're realistic. They get slid tackled, and they get back up.
Yeah, whereas the guys cry.
Oh my God.
But it's fake crying. Like, it's like, okay.
It's ridiculous. And also, dominant players in women's soccer really get to showcase their talents more. There's a little more space out there. Christine Sinclair, for example, the Canadian striker, is just phenomenal and might set the all-time record.
Okay, you're getting nerdy. You're getting a bit too nerdy. Play it.
FIFA Women's Soccer. What a wonderful phrase. FIFA Women's Soccer starts in just one day. Let's all act like we know more than a referee. Let's pretend to care about soccer.
Hey, wait a minute. Why is the field so big?
It's FIFA Women's Soccer.
What's that yellow card mean?
It's FIFA Women's Soccer.
Why is the time going up?
It's FIFA Women's Soccer.
Oh, FIFA Women's Soccer.
FIFA. FIFA Women's Soccer. It starts in a day. Yeah.
There you go. I've always been interested how you are attracted to silver foxes.
Okay.
And I'm starting to figure out why. You just teed off about guys in their 20s in their apartments.
Because you go to their Tinder profile or Bumble profile, and the first picture is them taking a picture in their bedroom, and their laundry isn't done, and there's no sheet on their bed in the background. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at your disgusting room. Also, why don't you own any candles? You're in your 20s. You should be going to HomeSense and picking up a candle.
So, fellas, listen. If you're in your 20s, maybe you're in your 30s like I am, but you pretend you're still in your 20s.
For sure.
These tips, it's not just what Lisa's thinking. It's what all girls are thinking. So continue. What other things have you noticed in a 20-something guy's apartment
before? They're like proud of their change jar. Nobody wants to see your change.
Yeah.
Also, why are you using a Jack Daniel's liquor bottle as decor? No.
Yeah, I don't know if any liquor needs to be decor, right?
Or they have the lineup of the different sizes of Crown Royal bottles that they've drank. Cool. And they have it in their kitchen, like up top the cabinets. Nobody's proud of you.
Can I add one? Like something that I've gotten away from my 20s?
Yes.
I always used to have a George Foreman grill out on the counter.
And it was dirty.
Never cleaned properly. It always had like a little bit of the bacon.
Like, I get it. You're eating your chicken breast. You're probably going to the gym and pumping iron. Good for you. You love that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Everybody loves pumping iron, but you don't need to have a poster of it in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You really don't. Also, what's with the mini fridge? The only thing in here is like Michelob Ultra or whatever they're called.
Those are the only ones that are left over from the party they
had. Exactly. Yeah. And then they...
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.